I was born at my auntie's home opposite Stapleton Castle, in that big white house at the bottom of Stapleton Hill. Because my mum and dad, when they got married, they went to the Folly, below the Wirtles, you know, up at Birtley. It's on Harley Estate. It's the red brick house on top of that lump. And there's a windmill, because that was where we never had no water for ages, and that was the first water we had. Well, they still have it off that windmill. Dad took the Wirtles. I went there in May 1936, and I was there till September 58. I was 10, coming to 11, when the 1947 storm was. Well, then I'd done all the animals for my dad, and I was only 10, coming 11. All the cattle, and then I used to go and help him with the sheep. The ground, it was like a white prairie. There was snow there. I had 2 months of school. Brilliant. I used to take all the cattle down to the brook and then take them back up, tie the cows back up. I had to clean them all out with the shovel and the wheelbarrow. And then I had to bed them all down. There was no nuts, so I had to cut the chaff and cut the mangles and feed them. And then when I'd done all that, I used to go and help Dad with the sheep. Well, I went to primary school, and then it was 11 plus. But I couldn't do the 11 plus because I had 2 months off school when the 11 plus was. And they didn't let you retake it in them days. So then I told you, they built them like huts with asbestos roofs. And then when I was 13 and a half, because they didn't get, like it was, people were supposed to go when they were 11, but it was only just beginning then, you know. So I was 13 and a half, and I went there till I was 15. If I'd have won my 11 plus, if I'd have taken it, and I don't know where I'd have gone. Because from Lingen, they used to go to Prestine. Well, I don't know the history. All I know, it was before the 1200s, just this room and that room and upstairs. And then there's a passage there where they built the other onto. You know, they put a passage and then built another room and another bedroom. But that's they built it to a local stone, and it's nowhere near as warm. And this is a lot warmer. The mill race is down under the wood. If somebody wanted to use it for anything, it could be still used. Because I own it, where the water is. But you see, when they finished with the mill race for the mill, they turned it back into the stream. My dad used to bring corn here to be ground. And the mill's on the end of the house. All the workings is in there. And it appears there was a little old mill here before then. It was an old-fashioned little mill sort of thing. The inside's all there. My stupid ass had the mill wheel cut off. No, it was metal. That's what he sold it, you see. Oh, he did do some stupid bloody things. The roofs of the building was all holes. And as soon as he died, I had a new roof on the house, I had a new roof on the buildings. The buildings and the house is structurally, but I'm not doing anything inside because I might be here 2 or 3 years, and when I sell it, they'll rip the inside out, so I'm not going to spend thousands of pounds inside. Oh, yeah, I'm very lonely here. I'm very lonely here because I'm here on my own, you see. And I am very lonely. And I hate the winter nights because they get so long. And I'm not a television fan at all. And I read, but I can only read for so long. My eyes get tired. I love reading. All I listen to off the radio, but I have it through the telly, is The Archers. Well, I won't listen to nothing to do with the BBC because I think they're awful. Now I tell you the truth. I just think BBC's awful. And they haven't got a very good reputation anyway, have they? So I got Sky Sports. I'm a sports fanatic. Any sport. That's all I watch is the sports. I can't watch it. I can read all the different sports. Then I switch the thing off. Them buttons is handy. Same as on the phone. I'd say Angus and Arlene lives, well, in coming tomorrow. They live up here. And Angus said, it is such a shame as nobody's going to take the place on after me. That's where I used to lamb the sheep in. The Politano. That's what we had the Politano for. And it was so funny. It was put up, it'll be 26 years tomorrow. It was put up the year my daughter got killed. She had the week off and took her friends out to lunch and then said it was my day Thursday. And then she was, must have been here on the Friday, because she was taking them cups of tea and they was put in the Polytunnel up. Anyway, she got killed that night. She was only 23. She was back here then, but she'd been living in Ludlow. And then she'd come back and, oh, I forget where she was going to go. And she was working for Lucas's at the time. She done very well as a thing upstairs. I had framed. She'd only been there 6 months and she had a certificate. Mm. But it never hit me at the time because everybody else went to pieces. Like her brothers and sisters literally went to pieces. So I was the brave one that held them up. And like I remember when we were in the church, I was the brave one then. Or tried to be, put it that way. Because I don't have much shopping. There's only me. And I have the same to eat every day of the week. And I don't cook. Brilliant. I've gone through all that. I used to cook for the family, you know. But if my son comes home, I'll cook for him. But I don't cook for myself. Salad and salmon every day. And when I get up in the morning, I cut a lemon in half. I squeeze half a lemon. And I have a great big spoonful of Manuka honey. And that's my first drink of the day. Then you wonder why I'm fit. And I'm never ill. Because I haven't got no income now. Because, see, my husband, he never paid a stamp. And my dad never paid a stamp when I worked for him. And, of course, my pension's only £83 a week. So I used to make money on my pigs, but they killed my pig trade when they said they got TB. I can't work like I did do. Like I said to my daughter one day, my mind wants to do it, my body won't let me. That's the way round. I don't go out. A week last Sunday, Diana took me for a ride. That's my daughter. We went like on a jolly, we went for a ride. But no, I'm quite happy here. The only thing I like going is going for a ride round, but usually I like going in nails. Because like I was 80 last year. I'm 81 this end of this month. And my sister said, what you want for your birthday? And I said, take me for a ride up in the hills. When you're going up the hills, you can see. When you're down in these little low places, you can't see, can you? You know, like even if you're in a car, at least you can see across the country. What I'd like to do is go to bed one night and not wake up. Wouldn't we all? I don't try not to think about it.